Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD.
Rono.
Do not be alarmed, but I have breaking news right out of the gates. This weekend, spotted in our area, our hometown, our backyards. This is going to be very mind-blowing for a lot of people. Good morning, Monica Brooks.
Good morning.
Good morning, Antoine Terrell.
Good morning.
Good morning, me.
Good morning, Zach. Hey, how are you?
Breaking news. Spotted. Monica Brooks in shorts. Monica Brooks wore shorts.
Yeah, well, I figured I just need to run down the street, put on some shorts, and I'm going to be out in public in shorts.
Shorts.
I really just, it's not my thing.
You have to understand.
It's not my thing.
Monica does not wear shorts.
No. I didn't know this was a thing.
No, it's not for me. It's just the way I'm built. I feel like if I buy shorts, they're either too long or too short.
Oh, yeah.
So I can never really purchase the right size.
Yeah, and I agree with that because the way Monica's torso is built, either the shorts are up her butt crack,
yeah,
or she looks like somebody in an Avril Lavigne skater boy video with like big long jeans, that sort of
and
thing.
And these were like kind of like, well, it was like a cloth that was really like a cotton, but it's actually like biker shorts. Kind of that length.
But where did you even get these shorts?
I don't even know.
I don't know. Do you even own shorts?
I don't even know where they came from, but I'm like, I'm putting these on. And I just need to run down the street so no one's really going to see me. I have a hat on and everything else. And sure enough, when you say that, you run into everyone.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's just the way it goes.
Were they Ava shorts?
No, they were actually,
just
they were
wondering.
Actually mine.
Just wondering.
No, Antoine, it's worse. They were just random stranger shorts.
Random.
I don't know. I was walking down the street. I saw some shorts in a storm drain. So
ooh,
I just thought I'd take them and put them on.
But yeah, right as I'm walking into the store, I'm like, no one's going to see me. I got my hat on and everything. There is Freddie Mac with his wife, with lovely Katie, and they're driving by right as I hop out of the car. So he hits the brakes and stops.
Well, obviously.
And I'm like, oh. And then I realize I'm like, cover myself. In the parking lot, I said, I feel like I'm in the nude.
Because Fred knows.
He knows
the significance of this moment right here. He slammed on the brakes because he had no idea what was going on.
Yep.
This shorts.
I know. And it felt odd. I'm like, well, never again now.
Oh, you're done. That's
it. Now I'm done.
It was so hot this weekend. How did you survive without shorts?
I always do jeans. Jeans, some yoga pants.
It's so hot.
Yeah.
Well, Antoine, there's a simple explanation for all of that. She is a sweaty, gross mess all the time.
That's what it
is. Yep. So
that's what it is.
She's gone back to pants.
Yeah.
If you saw the elusive unicorn out this weekend, you will probably never see it again.
Yep.
Yeah, this is more rare than a Bigfoot sighting right here is Monica Brooks in shorts. I've never seen her in shorts.
Never.
And now
all
I've
these years, never. No.
Lost my opportunity. The one time.
The one time.
Freddie Mac gets to see it.
Like,
he doesn't deserve it. God, he didn't wake up early anymore. Screw that guy.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
Sucks for dude. Yes, yeah, sucks for him. He didn't mean to. He's just trying to sell a towel rack.
Okay, sounds simple enough.
Yeah.
All right.
Try to sell your things on eBay. Well, he posted a picture.
Okay.
You see the towel rack, but in the background, you also see him sitting there on the bed with a shirt on. But there's no underwear.
No underwear. So he's bottomless.
He's bottomless, but he thinks that he only has a towel rack in the shot.
I don't believe it. I think he did it on purpose.
I know people do it on purpose. I've heard those stories where people will just, you know, take a picture of a mirror and they just want to.
Right, it's a thing. They try to sneak little glimpses of themselves in an eBay listing or Craigslist or whatever, in a reflection, or they'll take a picture of maybe some little silver statuette or figurine, and in the reflection on the figurine.
You see them.
It's like boobies.
Boobies are out. Yeah, I've seen those.
I hope it's on purpose because people, instead of alerting the guy and saying, hey, you might want to take that down, what do? We screenshot it and then people retweet it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very unfortunate. And yes, like, what are you doing bottomless?
Again, that's why I believe this was on purpose, because nobody in their right mind walks around bottomless. Nobody.
No.
That's just weird.
Other than a toddler.
Yeah.
Toddlers walk around.
And they're weird when they do it,
they
too.
They are weird, head bobbing.
I mean, look, it's one of two things. Either put some pants on or take that shirt off. It's either one. I don't care.
That's true. Like, your body, the temperature of your body is thrown off, and then there's an updraft, and it's just weird.
It would make sense to, I mean, if you, it's one thing to be a woman and have your man's shirt on and you have on some underwear or whatever.
Right.
But a guy that just has his shirt on, he's just like, I'm getting ready for work, but I stop at my shirt. Woo.
Hang on, let me take a picture of this towel rack. And who sells a towel rack on eBay?
People sell everything, though.
I guess, but that to me seems way more trouble than it's worth. What is it, just $2?
Yeah. Like a $2 rack.
Why are we wasting the time? Are you even making money on that?
Maybe
put
it's
it
part
out
of
the trash.
Maybe it's for like a package deal. Maybe there's some shower curtains that were going to be thrown in, and maybe a faucet.
A little special.
Yeah. I see what you did there with your package deal.
Yeah, you did.
Shame on you, Antoine. Shame on you. Fang in the house. What'd you do this weekend? It's a nice weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Hot.
Yeah, a little toasty, but still really nice.
We're at least at a point where. Because it's going to be stupid hot this entire week, 95 degrees.
Yeah.
But since we're not in the thick of August, the low temperature still gets down into the 60s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it at night starts to cool down a little bit everything.
It feels really good at night. Went to a graduation thing Saturday night, and the weather was perfect because it dropped so low, and I was super worried. Like earlier today, I'm like, it's like 137 degrees out.
Right.
But Saturday night, breeze, it was perfect.
So that was good. Yeah, I did Ballast Point Friday night. Uh-huh. Same thing. I'm sitting there. I'm like, man, this is good. Yeah. I like this. Monica Brooks is a psycho, and she did the Murph yesterday.
I did. And completed it.
Shout out to you.
Yep.
Thank you. I shocked myself. Like, I really did, because we had a cookout, and we partied kind of hard that night before. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, yeah, okay, well, now I recover.
So that was Sunday.
Murph. Yes.
So you did, because you went back and forth 247 times on having a cookout, and I maintained that you would last minute end up doing it anyway.
And we had a last minute cookout.
Yep.
Yes, and it was good time, family and stuff there. And I was like, okay, how can I recover in the morning? And will I be able to do this? Because my first Murph, I'm like, what do I expect from this? Yeah. It's a mile, then it's 300 squats and 200
Yeah, so you have
push-ups.
No idea what it is. The Murph is a ridiculous workout that you're supposed to do on Memorial Day. It's in honor of one of the guys that was in Lone Survivor. Uh-huh. That story was based on a true story. And this workout, so you run a mile, then it's 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, and then, of course, run another mile because that's what you do at the end of all that.
Yes.
And then you die at the end.
Do you remember your time?
It was under an hour.
Finish.
Okay, so you were in the 60-minute club?
Yeah, but no one really paid attention to the time. It's more so just get through these reps.
Yeah, I saw some posts about it because some of my friends did the Murph, and I saw like some posts like under 60-minute club, under the 90-minute club, whatever. That's awesome.
Shout out to Tim Shelton with Vibe.
Yep.
Yeah, Sister Station, because he was the one to kind of push me. He said, try it. You got this. Because I work out hard. But I was at the Murph. That's a challenge. I'd never done a challenge.
And
like
did you really do all of like 100? You counted?
I feel good about it because I marked it down to make sure I got all my reps and everything.
You didn't do 198 push-ups,
no,
did you?
No, I did it. And most of them, I did a full push-up on
top
of that. So
Tim,
I was proud of myself.
Tim tried to push me too, and I stepped to the side. Yeah. I said, no, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
No.
You said nope.
Monica would represent all of us.
You know what I did yesterday? Nothing. Nothing. Didn't even go to the gym. Didn't care. Family went to the pool. Hey, you want to come to the pool?
Nope.
No, I do not. I'm good to go.
Was it nope?
Yep.
Nope.
Uh-uh.
And that's all right, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yesterday, because on Sunday, went to cook out and stuff and, hang out, talk with people. So yesterday, I really just wanted to chill. I didn't want to talk to anybody. Just want to relax. And everybody says, why don't you want to go to the pool? It's so relaxing. It is not. Because
I'm busy.
You have to watch children.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the people talk to you. They just do. I'm on the cover of the Roanoke magazine. I'm very popular.
Very esteemed.
Yeah, super classy and awesome. All that. But it is. I can't just sit there and not talk. Uh-huh. Because then everyone will be like, what's wrong with Zach? How come he's not talking? And I didn't want to. So I didn't go, and it was the correct decision to make because my wife came back. She said, we had so much fun. Everybody was asking where you were. I'm like, yeah, because they wanted to talk to me. That's what it is. You don't get
say
that
hi,
satisfaction.
You said no.
And I mean, there's only so much small talk you can have in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And I was done with it. I had it all the night before. I'm good.
So you just wanted to chill.
I didn't want
to
be there.
I think everyone has a day.
Hey, so how's it going?
Everyone has those days.
Got summer plans? I mean, oh, God.
Yeah, everyone has those days where you just want to chill.
So that's what I did.
Yeah.
The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
Yeah, look at me, out of style.
Out of style already.
Is it the t-shirt? I don't think it is. I'm wearing a t-shirt.
Feelings are hurt.
No, because I'm wearing a t-shirt, so I hope it's at the t-shirt.
They're going to run through everything on me. They're like, oh, it's definitely your hair. No!
Aww.
Oh, it's your face. Come on! Something I am wearing right now is allegedly out of style. I would like to fight back on this. I'd like to band together as a people to get some things that we would all like. For example, a four-day work week. Didn't yesterday feel great? Everybody. Yeah. I mean,
we always talk about that.
Especially with it being a Monday. You can keep those four-day work weeks where I get Friday off. No, I want the Monday off four-day work weeks.
Yeah. Everybody, we need to band together as a people. This needs to be a protest. Can we all just stop with the Monday working? Let's just stop.
Throw out Monday.
Yeah. Up yours, commerce. Like, let's just say, let's forget it. Let's walk out.
No Mondays.
Exactly.
All right. Sounds good.
Except for y'all in the important field. Sorry. Y'all, you just take turns, though, okay? Sometimes you have to work on Monday. Other times you don't.
Sorry.
Yes. And by the important fields, I mean Arby's. We're hungry. Man, yes. Help us out. Can we band together and say no to this? Because they are saying, and you can't really even see the thing that I'm wearing right now, and that is the whole idea, is the death of the no-show sock. Apparently, it's dead.
Your socks are gone.
The no-show socks are officially out of style, Antoine.
So now you're supposed to show your socks.
I'm supposed to show. And I just got rid of all the socks, and now I'm on to the no-shows.
I can't stretch
Antoine
my leg
up. Antoine has his socks on. He's like ready. He's showing his socks.
I like to wear fun socks. These aren't fun socks today, but I had on when I went to a cookout or whatever. I had on like Toy Story socks. I like fun socks.
I've noticed that the stupid sock is in style.
Why is stupid? I said fun.
No, they're dumb.
People love those socks.
I know.
Though.
They're like very hipster and dorky, though. They walk around in things like Aladdin socks. Uh-huh. You know that. Look at me. I have Aladdin socks.
They have like pizza socks and stuff like that. Yeah.
That's what it is. I have to dress like a goofball. Monica, I'm 43 years old. I can't wear pizza socks.
You got to show your socks off.
Oh, I just worked out my ankles, so I can finally show them off to everybody.
Show off them ankles right there.
I done got rid of them cankles.
Yeah.
And I got all these no-show socks, and I was enjoying the no-show.
And they got to be fun socks.
They have to match.
My friend Alex will. He will look at your socks. He looks at socks.
He doesn't like white socks,
right? He
doesn't
like white socks, just plain white socks.
I don't own any of those.
You don't own any white socks.
I do not own any plain white socks.
See, I own plain white socks. They're for the gym. They're for working out, right? No. Am I allowed to wear them there?
I don't know. I didn't make this rule.
We gotta talk to Alex.
Oh, my God. So white socks have been eliminated entirely.
Racist.
We've been wiped out. I don't know anything. This is what happens. The minute I get dialed in on the fashion, y'all change the game.
Yeah.
And now I got to get new socks.
Yeah. And they can be expensive, too.
Oh, yeah. Socks are not cheap.
Expensive.
And you only get one pair. Like, when you get the fun socks, it's not a package of fun socks.
No, it's one.
It's one pair.
Yeah. There's something about socks and underwear where the cost, you think they're expensive, but they really aren't. I mean, I look at underwear as another one. You get a 3-pack of underwear that's maybe like $15 or something.
Yeah.
And you think, $15 for underwear? But then think of how many times you're going to actually wear that underwear.
You do get your money's worth.
Uh-huh.
But one pair of socks might cost you like $6.
Oh. Yeah.
One pair?
And they look stupid. Look at that.
What?
I don't want to look stupid. I thought the no-show was looking good.
Jump on the bandwagon.
Can we band together? Two things. No-show socks get to stay, and no one's working on Monday. People, let's do it. Let's mobilize right now. Army, start texting. To who? I don't know. Obama. Can he help?
You gotta think of the Twitter. Do a hashtag.
What's he doing? Why is he producing shows on Netflix? Why is he not getting us a Monday off? Come on.
Gotta be quick. Don't get struck by the lightning bolt.
Oh, baby.
Fastest 15 seconds on the radio. Monica Brooks versus Antoine Terrell trying to win you the prize. Let's say good morning to Lace. Hello, Lace.
Hello.
Hi. Who would you like to team up with today, Antoine or Monica?
I'm going to hook up with my man, Antoine.
Oh, well.
Sounds good.
I thought she was going to hook up with me. I'm like,
you did get hooked up with.
No, that's all right. That's all right.
Go ahead and send you all to the soundproof chamber together and let us know what's going on. Kelsey, that means it is you and Monica, okay?
Sounds great.
All right. Fair enough. So, Antoine, you of the hookup.
Yes.
You get to choose. Would you like to go first or second here?
Lace and myself would like to go first, please.
Ah, okay. Yep. Monica goes to the soundproof chamber. Antoine does say that he likes to go first in this game because then he can sit here and listen to Monica's answers.
I feel like I would miss out on an important part of the game if I didn't hear.
You do. It's a very creative and odd sort of combination of things sometimes, and it just all comes together into whatever this is. So two different categories. This is round one. You'll have 15 seconds to rattle off as many things as you can. I don't know if you saw this, but today is National Hamburger Day.
I did not see that, but I need to celebrate.
Seems very oddly timed after this past weekend. Should have been any time yesterday, day before, because now we're all thinking today should be the salad day.
Yeah,
if
probably.
Anything. Anyway, okay. 15 seconds, Antoine, to give me things you would put on a burger. There you go.
Lettuce, onion, tomato, ketchup, mustard, relish, coleslaw, cheese. I'm running out of things now. Pickles, peppers, salt, pepper, red robin, chili pepper, jalapenos.
I'll accept jalapenos there at the end. You started fast. I started to lose track.
And then
track.
I slowed down.
You did. I got so freaked out, I put all the scores under Monica's thing. So I got it. All right, let me just 1, 2, 3, and then I had an extra one there. So 10, 12, 13. You got 13 in that first round.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. Might have been 12, might have been 14. But we're going with 13. Come on in. 13 is the number for the first round. I do believe it's an attainable 13.
Yeah, I think so, too. In my head, I missed a lot.
Yeah. Today is National Hamburger Day, so okay. Give me things you would put on a burger.
Pepperoni, cheese, and mustard, ketchup, onion, relish. You put a bun on it. You put Swiss cheese. You put pickles and barbecue sauce and grilled onion.
Grilled onions was after the buzzer. And I can't give you Swiss cheese and cheese.
Yes, okay. It was after the buzzer.
Yeah, you only get one of those. And I'm sorry, bread does not count as a topping for a burger.
It is a topping.
No.
Bread is a topping.
No, bread is the outside.
It's on top.
It's not a burger without the bread.
It's on top.
Right, unless you have a burger bun and your burger.
It's a topping.
And you somehow, for some reason, slid in another piece of white bread into there. Yep. Show
it's
me that burger.
It is a topping.
No, it isn't. You will not get a
point. It's a topper. It's on top.
Well, it's on the bottom, too.
Well, that's
it's a bottom.
That's a bottom.
A bottom.
You're a bottom. You get 9, all right? 9
all right,
is your total.
Fine, it's a
get out of here.
Hey, whatever.
It's always got to be difficult.
Have you had pepperoni on a burger before? That's a pizza burger. I've never.
Honestly, I think she was starting to just give pizza toppings.
That's what it was.
She was like, pizza, cheese. Wait a minute. That's wrong. Let me do the other one instead. I did count it, though. Grilled onions was after the buzzer.
Yes, it was.
But yeah. Bread. Come on. Don't you start texting me to 52353. The bread counts as a topping. Unless you can find me a burger that's got a slice of bread on it somewhere. And the Big Mac, the thing in the middle, that don't count either. Because that's not a topping. That's a middle. So not.
That's funny.
No bottoms, no middles. Ay, ay, ay. All right, Antoine, just finish this off, will you? 15 seconds. This is a little creative with this one. 15 okay. seconds to give me favors. There you go.
Borrow money, driving your car, borrowing your car, pick it up from the airport, take it to the airport, babysitting, dog sitting, house sitting, washing your car, fixing the bike, cutting grass, weeding, changing the tire, getting married, being the best man, being the bridesmaid.
Getting married is a favor to the person?
To the family.
Boy.
They were betrothed. It was semi-nalo.
He has got a high opinion of himself. Family, you have been granted the Terrell, baby. Yeah, you're not getting a point on that. 13 is your total, though. 26. I mean, you're just, she's, there's no way. But let me get her back in here, though. All right, come on in. She's probably going to say bread again. Just keep saying it so she can get a point on it. He got 13. You're in deep trouble.
Oh.
You have 26 is the total, and you have 9.
Okay.
17.
So, yeah.
You don't think it's possible?
I don't think so. I don't know. We'll see. 17. You have to give me in 15 seconds, Monica, favors you would do for somebody.
Go. Rub their back, rub their feet, massage their head, massage their temples. Favors you would pick up their kids from school. You take them to church. You read a book to the kids. You scrub a car. You eat walnuts with them. You sit there. You pet their pets. Okay. I don't know.
You will eat walnuts with them.
Yep. And I'll give you a point for that because it doesn't really matter. Antoine wins anyway. Yep.
Shout out to you, Lace.
So shout out to anyone listening who would like the gracious favor of Monica eating walnuts with you.
You ate walnuts with me. I owe you one.
Yep. Congratulations to you.
Bread.
Bread. That's right.
Give her bread now. Just throw bread back in there.
Fine. I'll give you a point on bread. There you go.
It.
You've still lost. Oh. Congratulations. And you know what? You missed the very pretentious answer from Antoine.
What's that?
In his favors was get married to you.
Oh.
Because he's a
that's
gift.
As a favor?
Yes.
Like as a favor?
Families are, but wait a minute. Eating walnuts?
Yes. Eating walnuts is a favor. But
okay.
But my goodness. Mm.
But I suppose
marriage is a favor.
If you bring walnuts to that wedding, I mean, now it all comes together.
Hey. WXLKHD.
Rono. It's your thing in the morning.
Almost $200 worth of King's Dominion passes on the way here at 7:20. Get ready for that on the thing. Then your very first 10K payday cash code of the week is at 8 a.m.
Good chance at big money. Yep,
somebody local. We are less than a month away from somebody winning $10,000.
Mm-hmm. It'll be you.
That's a lot of money. It's a lot of toppings on burgers.
I know.
That's a lot of walnuts. That's a lot of bread on bread. And you know what? Fork you to everybody texting in to 52353. Big Macs have bread as a topping.
No, they don't. That would count as a topping.
No, that's a middle.
But it would also be a top for the first burger.
No.
Right? A topping on the first
burger. No, no, and no. Don't even with that.
Mm-mm. That means you're wrong.
You're wrong. Don't even try with me. Gave you a point anyway, you walnut-eating freak. Come on now. Text 52353. You can argue that bread is a topping all you want. I don't accept it. Here's someone else we were talking about because the no-show socks are out of style. Mm-hmm. Says, why worry about what's in style? If you like it, wear it. Which is a great message to have if you want to look ridiculous. I'm sorry. Because then you look out of style.
Oh, but I agree with their message. If you really love something, you go ahead and you rock
it. Because children are mean. It. That's why. And if you don't wear something that they like, they'll talk about you and they won't care.
Who cares?
And you can't beat them up.
Right. And I mean, and Antoine, specifically, your own children are mean. So they're the ones that are going to make fun of you.
They're like, Mama.
And Monica, you say that all day long. But then if you see someone, if I walked around in bootcut jeans all day, big baggy boot cuts, and I said, I like it.
I would just imagine you in your bootcut jeans. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like, oh. Well, Zach has a new style.
Yeah, if I came in all bat looking like Tony Hawk or something like that.
He wears it. He must like it.
Yeah. But I bet you if Justin Timberlake started wearing them, everybody'd be like, oh.
I know, that's what happens.
I'm on it.
He's a trendsetter.
Uh-huh.
I'm just a follower and late to the party all the time. Because by the time I catch up, JT moves on to socks. And now here I am. I got nothing. But yeah, see, you hypocrite. No. You'd be judging me up and down. And she would say hurtful things, Antoine, like
what?
Well, if you like them.
Yeah.
You like them, you do what you want.
If you think you can pull it off.
Yeah. You do you. You do you, even though you look ridiculous.
The K92 Morning Thing, trending top three, number three.
I mean, it's not surprising, but then the comparisons kind of are a little mind-blowing. But the Uber you're riding in, or the Lyft, whatever, it is it's very dirty, unfortunately.
Yeah, I figured.
It's gross.
I figured that.
It's public transportation at that point.
Yeah. And it's ride sharing, so there's lots of randos that are in this car, in and out, in and out. So a new study called Driving with Germs found that the Ubers and Lyfts have significantly more germs than a taxi.
Yeah.
Why, though?
I don't know why.
Oh, I know why, because a lot of those taxis have those weird vinyl seats. So you just kind of
wipe it off.
Everything just rolls right off of
and
those.
The fabric just rolls on everything.
And a lot of times the Uber and the Lyft vehicles are the driver's personal vehicles too.
Yes.
So when they're not Uber, there's still stuff in there.
Isn't it weird when you share an Uber with a stranger?
I did it once.
I did it
in
too.
New York.
I did it in California. And it
you did the sharing of the share.
Yeah. So halfway through my ride, I picked up somebody else.
You pick up someone and you're like, well, how are you?
Like, I don't know.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Where are you hitting?
Well, see, I was in New York, so nobody talked to anybody.
The
driver didn't talk to us. I didn't talk to the guy sitting right beside me. Our book bag was in between each other.
Well, in California, they could tell I was from somewhere else. I said, hey, how are y'all?
Hello, bumpkin. How's it going?
Hey.
Monica, she'd had hay. That's what it was.
What's going on?
She was sitting with a bale of hay just in the backseat. 6 million colony-forming units in your average Uber. Taxis, just 27,000. Versus the 6 million. The worst are the window buttons, in case you want to be all germaphobia and stuff.
Yeah, that's
seat belts also high.
Mm-hmm.
Though door handles were relatively clean. So at least you can get the heck out of this germ infested thing at the end. Is it offensive if you bring your own wipe and you wipe?
I don't think
around? I think it is.
I have my own wipes. I carry my purse.
And you're offensive. So yeah, you're right. Okay.
Number two.
Good to know. Perfect.
Fair enough.
You hurt my feelings all the time. So yes, that makes sense. This is interesting that burnout is now officially recognized as a disease. So being burned out at work, the World Health Organization just officially classified burnout as a disease.
Really?
And why this matters is because by around 2022, when it all goes through, doctors will be able to diagnose burnout. And in theory, they'll be able to prescribe things that your insurance companies will cover.
That's a weird anxiety one, or stuff
like that.
But when you say, you know, you're burned out, you know, really can't take it anymore. That's now a disease. I don't know.
Yeah. And that always, then you have the question of, is work harder, or do we just make a bigger deal out of things right. all the time? Because I almost feel like we get burned out because life is easier.
Mm-hmm.
So then we decide to stress out about things that in the back in the day, you thought to yourself, man, I got to grow some plants so I don't die. Yeah. And now we think, oh, Karen in accounting is such a...
Yeah, sometimes like a good, just a break from it, and then you can reset
yeah.
and go back to it.
So anyway, mm-hmm. it is a thing. So then there'll be a pill for that because we all have pills.
Number one.
Finally, dual Bluetooth audio. Finally. Bluetooth is stupid. Just so you know, I don't know why this has become the norm in terms of wireless uh-huh. audio, but if, for example, Apple has their own thing called AirPlay. And what makes AirPlay better, Antoine.
I do not own an Apple phone.
You know?
But the difference between AirPlay and Bluetooth, and it is better. There is no argument because Bluetooth, it's one source, one speaker. So, you know, you got your one speaker
yep.
and you got your phone. You can play. That's it. AirPlay, you can have 100 different speakers. You got speakers all through your house and you can control the volume of different ones and all sorts of stuff. That is better.
Yes.
It just is. Finally, Apple, of course, is considering bringing dual Bluetooth audio connections to future iPhones. Amen.
So therefore, like if we have the iPhone, I'm connected to Bluetooth, but Monica could also be connected so we could both share music. Is that the type of thing or?
I don't exactly know because I'm not smart, but I think it's so, for example, you could have GPS going over your car audio and you could have something else going into like,
oh, I see. I like that.
You know, some music in one place and something in the other. Or if two people wanted to have their AirPods on or headphones mm-hmm. or whatever and listen to the same movie, maybe you're on a flight together.
You go. Okay.
Yeah, so definitely why it has taken this long to not, why we don't have this, I don't understand anyway.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Thangs, let's be honest.
Since we didn't help Antoine at all in that last situation.
Oh, we didn't.
No, we can try to help not Shandy.
Yes.
She's not Shandy.
Uh-huh. Not Shandy.
I've never met a Shandy, so everybody to me is not Shandy, but she's anonymous. Good morning, not Shandy.
Good morning.
Hi. So we hear you are looking for help, something involving a big decision that will affect your husband. My guess so far is new husband, but that, you know, that would be extreme.
Yes, that would be.
It's probably not it's like, that.
Huh.
But what's bring everybody in and let's see what's going on here.
Okay. So I just gave birth to a beautiful baby boy.
Okay. Congratulations.
It's almost like it's legally required to use the word beautiful when you say baby boy or girl, whatever it is. Monica does it every time.
It's a beautiful baby.
Right. Even if the kid is purple and weird looking.
I just gave birth to a meh baby boy.
They're little blessings.
I just gave birth to a perfectly okay child. He's like a six.
Well, they're little blessings. That's
why. Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
And he is beautiful, I swear.
Oh, yeah.
But it's almost time for me to go back to work, and I don't want to go.
I really
want to quit my job.
You really want to stay home with that beautiful baby boy?
It's beautiful. Yes. He's beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful and quiet are two different things.
There are a lot of women.
Oh, sure.
You know.
There are some women. This is an interesting one because there are some women that they... As soon as you get into that life, which is where you are right now, that's where you want to be forever. And then there are other ones that are picking up extra work when it's time to go back because they want to do the work thing and they want to be. You can do both.
Yes.
Okay. So you don't want to.
No, I mean, I'm a nurse and I know my income is needed to support our household.
Yeah.
I think it's possible to make it work, especially with how outrageous, you know, daycare is and paying a sitter.
Sure.
And, you know, all my friends tell me that I'm going to want to go back to work after being home with the baby all day. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I kind of disagree with them.
It is for some people.
Yeah.
Some people, they are dialed in. They say, absolutely.
I deal with patients all day at the hospital. I think I can deal with one baby.
Sure. I have no doubt that you can do it.
I could do that, yeah.
The question comes down to
the money,
and things like that.
Yeah, because the women that I've worked with in the past that had children out on maternity leave and came back, not a single one of them wanted to come back. All were. It was the hard.
That's
I felt
how
bad
terrible.
For them.
Be difficult.
You have to understand. That's how bad it is to work with Antoine. None of them want to go back.
But I get that feeling. You had that guilt too, where you're like, okay, well, my baby's going on. Yeah,
it's tough. I mean, so you at your job, I'm going to assume you make more money than childcare costs. Correct. Okay, because if it's the same, then it is a waste of time. Like, you don't bother.
Right.
But it,
no,
you know,
I definitely make more.
Okay. Have you?
Than what it would cost.
Where's your husband on all of this? Does he know any of these things, or
well,
or what?
You know, I kind of joked about just being a stay-at-home mom. Like, oh, this is so fun. You know, maybe I should just be a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. And he just kind of laughs. You know, he laughs at the thought.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know that I seriously that I seriously don't want to leave my baby with a sitter. Like, I really don't.
Which, I know you don't. It's not a big deal.
Right.
I mean, there's plenty of great child care options and things like that that people do. Oh, this is tough because, you know, the money is the money.
Yes.
And
you need the
money, you need the money.
And your lifestyle is probably already built to equip those two paychecks or how, you know, whatever the finances
are. Are you prepared to?
Right. We'd have to really seriously think about, you know, scaling back a little bit in some areas and, you know, giving up some of the things we, like, maybe we get rid of.
And you're prepared
HBO
for that?
Or, you know,
HBO?
Something. Oh, no!
Well, Game of Thrones is over.
Oh, that is true.
Game of Thrones is over, so, yeah.
See?
Oh, but see,
I don't need that anymore.
I like stuff and things.
But it works for some people.
It does. Now, so as a guy, can you, in this situation, because this is the hard thing, is you say, okay, fine, you want to do that, but then I ain't doing nothing when it comes to the house. Is
what
that
mean, like,
fair?
Nothing?
Well, if you're going to be...
What do you mean, like, you're not doing...
If you're going to be the stay-at-home, then because that is not working, your job is the house. You are corporate CEO and manager of the house.
It's a lot of work going to a baby.
I'm sliding back from my microphone.
And I'm asking for Antoine. He wanted me to ask this
question.
Wait a
minute.
You're going to pin on Antoine.
There we go. Let me jump off the cliff here for a second. But if he said... Yes, you can do that, but then my responsibility as far as the house goes, that's you. That is on you. As far that is cooking,
you
that
have to
is
pick
cleaning,
up more of that.
That is everything, because I'm going to be doing the work and the money making thing.
I need to sleep and rest and all that.
Right.
Okay. Well, compromise.
Right. Wait, what do you think about that? Not Chandy.
I think that would be fair. You
okay.
Know, he's at work all day.
Thank you for saving my life. I appreciate
thank you.
It. That's good. Let's spin this around, though. You know what? Hang on one second. Let's get back into, let's see if everybody has opinions in terms of, like, did you do this? Did you make that jump and it was scary and it worked out? Did you make that jump and it didn't work out? Or did somebody say, no, you're going back to work? All of those things, I think, have happened. Mm-hmm. So let's put it out there.
The K92 Morning Things. Let's be honest.
She don't want to go back to work.
Nope.
We say good morning again to Not Shandy. She gave birth to a slightly above average baby boy.
A beautiful baby boy.
A kind of okay baby boy.
No,
I kid. And you're feeling the mother thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's like,
I just want to stay at home with my baby.
She's like, sorry, I'm nursing right now. Leave me alone. So she wants to stay home. The money can be a situation. And again, I float that thing out there, though.
Mm-hmm.
If he says, fine, you're CEO of the house, I'm not asking you to do any of the work at my job.
Yeah.
Is that a fair thing to say?
And it is a lot of work just, you know, being stay at home.
Yeah,
home.
Oh, sure. To be at home. Like,
with a baby.
You're pretty much on call 24-7 when you do that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So let's see. Let's get Heather in here. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Hi. What's up, Heather?
So I worked odd shifts in the hospital from the time my son was 4
until
he was 21. I worked night shift. I did 3/12. So you can balance work and being home with your child.
Yeah, but it
sounds like now Shandy just doesn't want to.
I don't think she wants to balance it. I think she wants to stay at home.
Yeah, like she doesn't want to try to.
Do you want to balance not Shandy?
I mean, the main thing is I don't want to leave my child with a sitter.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be there.
And actually, you know what, Heather, you said from when he was 4. So what did you do from 0 to 4?
I worked day shift, and I cried and cried and cried.
Okay. So
not Shandy.
Okay.
Not Shandy.
Cried for years.
cried for years. Cried for 4 years.
Yep.
Not Shandy.
That's a tough one, though, Heather. Thank you for the call. Because, yeah, there you can do that, but then it's easy to say, all right, well, work nights and then take care of the kid during the day. And you think, all right, well,
when do I sleep?
You don't sleep, you cry.
That sounds exhausting.
Right, See, not Shandy, you don't sleep, you cry. That's a nice restorative cry is all it is. This is Scott. Scott went through a similar situation here. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, guys. About, it'll be 18 years ago, When I had my oldest, my ex got pregnant when she was working, and she had, I mean, it's similar but different. She had to quit.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard, but there were times at night where my oldest was crying or would need to be woken up,
mm-hmm.
and she wouldn't wake me up. She would let me sleep because she knew that I had to get up and go to work the next
day.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
But I would definitely say you have to be honest and have that conversation, because otherwise it's just not going to go. You know, you got to be honest. If it's going to work, you got to be honest and open.
Ugh, honesty and communication. Scott, how dare you?
Scott, way to be on board. What? Scott's on the communication train.
Way to provide sensible advice.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez. You know what? Maybe not, Shandy. What you need to try to do is present a budget.
Mm-hmm. I know you can't stand saying budget.
Ugh, I hate that word.
Yeah, no one really likes budget.
I had to put my wife in charge of that. I'm like, look, you got to put this house on a budget. And I can't just, here's everything. I don't know. And she said, I thought you liked handling the money. I'm like, don't you know me at all? What is going on?
But now Shandy needs to sit down.
I think if financially you guys can make it work, I think a stay-at-home parent, whether it be a stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home dad, is always the move if financially you can afford it.
And maybe there's a situation here where instead of cutting off all of the income, you know, you're someone in the medical field. Isn't there like medical transcription?
There's different things that you can do.
You can make money at home doing that kind of thing.
If you want.
Yeah.
If you want to do that.
I see that in infomercials all the time, which I'm not sure it's got to be legit, you know, in all those make money from home articles.
Yeah.
Medical transcription. That always comes up.
Yeah.
Would you maybe explore that?
Yeah, for sure. I can do it from home and still be home with my child, then I would definitely be open to that.
Okay. Fantastic. Then let's try to put together a plan and see. We'll do Scott's stupid advice of being honest and open.
She's going to meet up with her husband. She's going to have a PowerPoint.
Oh, and a powwow.
With a clicker.
She's going to have the PowerPoint.
Yep.
If you could slide 7.
Next slide, please. Oh my God, there's slides.
Hey. WXLK HD. Rono.
Can get the official opinion. He saw his BFF over the weekend. Antoine has a love affair with Will Smith. It's a one-way love affair, because Will doesn't know.
It's totally not. We're best friends.
According to you.
On the record.
Mm-hmm. I believe on the record there's a court document somewhere with a restraining order, maybe, if Will does find out.
500 feet just allows our friendship to grow even more. The 500 feet that we have to keep between us.
Yeah. So you saw Aladdin.
I did see Aladdin.
Which a lot of the reviews that were coming out on Friday were mixed reviews.
Yes, they were.
And I take all of those reviews with a grain of salt. I really do, because there's a lot of those internet reviewers that they trash every movie and they say ridiculous headlines of how bad it is because they want the attention. So they just hate on everything.
Just because.
Antoine? You saw Aladdin.
Yes.
What's up?
So, I will start by saying it is not a perfect movie.
Mm-hmm.
It is definitely not a perfect movie.
So, that's him saying it's bad, but he's going to try to put a spin on it.
It's not a perfect movie.
No, I still gave it 8 out of 10.
Okay.
8 out of 10, that's not bad.
8 out of 10,
that's
it's not bad, but it's not amazing.
That's a B-.
It's not perfect.
It's pretty good.
My daughter 80%. Comes home with a B-. I'm kind of disappointed. She's not on the honor roll.
He's no spoiler, because you've seen it in the previews. He's not blue for the majority of the movie. He's only blue for a small portion.
The blue
of
doesn't
the movie.
Even bother me as much as the ponytail does.
The ponytail is 100% of the movie.
Oh,
I want my hair back and forth.
I will say this. It's a Will Smith movie. It's not. And I guess I didn't think about that when watching the animated Aladdin, that it was a Robin Williams movie.
Mm-hmm.
But this is definitely a Will Smith movie.
Okay.
So you give it an 8 out of 10 because you love Will Smith.
Yes, and it's a fun movie. It's a fun, if you don't love Will, if you don't even like him that much, you're going to hate this movie. I'm just going to put that out there.
Oh, because it's all about Will
Smith.
It's
all about Will
Smith. But it's Will being Will. So the things, Zach, there's no way you're going to enjoy this movie. Because Will's doing all the things that you hate that he does.
He's being Will Smith.
Yeah, he's being loud. He's being boisterous, flamboyant.
There's
a lot of that.
Okay, so I give it a 2. I haven't even seen it, but I know it's
bad. So about Aladdin and Jasmine?
Oh, great chemistry. They were really good actors.
Right.
Okay. And Jafar, they were really good.
And then Will Smith. Why don't we have a carpet? Who's the carpet?
Ooh, there's a carpet, but the carpet doesn't speak.
We need somebody to play a carpet one day.
Monica, start thinking on the celebrity that would make the best carpet.
That would be a good carpet.
I feel like you would come up with some celebrity that would make a good rug.
It was really flat looking.
Freddie Mac. Wow. Freddie Mac loved it.
Okay.
He had his Instagram.
He also likes Will Smith, too.
He loves Will Smith.
And he sort of looks like Will Smith. So, you know, because of that
he
reason.
He loves some Will Smith. So
y'all are biased. So, again, yeah. The biased Will Smith lover opinion is 8 out of 10. For those of us that can't really take his antics, it's a 3.
It's going to be lower. Yeah. It's going to be lower.
Okay. Good to know. I'm not going to go see it. That works. I wasn't going to go anyway, but
that's
fine.
No, you weren't. I knew that.
The K92 Morning Bangs $1,000 Pop Quiz.
Styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
All right, everybody, get out of the way. Brittany needs to win $1,000. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
Are you a Will Smith lover, Brittany?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Oh, Brittany.
But I'm excited to see Aladdin.
No, Brittany, no. You don't get to see it now.
Well, I don't think you're going to enjoy it, according to...
it's a Will Smith movie.
It's too much Will Smith is what it is.
It's all Will.
It is. But don't worry, Brittany. You are amongst friends, other friends who aren't big Will Smith fans. Me and Monica, so we're good to go. Did you go get your 3 free answers from the Uptown Cheapskate Facebook page, Brittany?
I did.
Good. All right, great.
Good.
Everybody else, you can do that again. They had the big buy one, get one sale all weekend, and they are still buying. And I imagine now because they cleaned out a bunch of stuff over the weekend, they're definitely in buy mode. Yeah, so if you were back from college and you clean out your dorm or just it's a change of the seasons, you want to mix it up, you want money for your clothes, go to Uptown Cheapskate, which is Town Square Boulevard in Roanoke. Brittany, here we go. 60 seconds to give me as many of these as you can. $10 for every single one you get right. Get them all right, you get $1,000. You can pass at any time, and we will come back if there's time. Are you ready, Brittany?
I am.
Fantastic. Good luck. Let's make it quiet in here. Let's get this all ready. Let me get, I need to get winner music.
Just in case.
Brittany wins, and then it just sounds all dumb. That's not good either. Okay. 60 seconds. Brittany will start when I finish reading this first question. Good luck. Here we go. Who is the princess in the movie Aladdin?
Jasmine.
Yes.
What is the name of the paper company on the TV show The Office?
Dunder Mifflin.
Yes.
Chip and Joanna Gaines hosted what show on HGTV?
Fixer Upper.
Yep.
Mario Lopez played what character on Saved by the Bell?
Slater.
Yep.
Yes.
True or false? Beyonce has a sister named Sunrise.
False.
Yes.
Who is the actor that plays Borat?
Pass.
Okay. What's the first name of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes' daughter?
Suri.
Yes.
Cherry Seaborn is in a relationship with what singer?
Pass.
Bobby Tarantino is the alter ego of what rapper?
Pass.
Okay. Natalie Portman plays what character in the Star Wars movies? They're all there on the tip of your tongue. Borat. Who plays Borat?
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh, yes. She's on the internet now. Cherry Seaborn is in a relationship with what singer?
Pass.
Okay. Bobby Tarantino is the alter ego of what rapper?
Pass.
Okay. And Natalie Portman plays what character in the Star Wars movies?
Padme.
Yes, that is correct. Let's go. We're done.
That was good. She was rolling.
Comeback.
$80.
$80, wow.
Yeah, you were rolling.
Yep. You were there.
I like, could hear a clack, clack, clack away. But,
yeah.
That's it. $80. It's hard to be here and there and try to do it all at the same time. $80, not bad. Almost there. I'm telling you, we're going to get a winner this week.
Yeah, that was good.
And it was almost Brittany. Now, let me run it down. Cherry Seaborn is in a relationship with Ed Sheeran.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're married or not.
I think they're married secretly.
But it was secret. And they're in a relationship.
Yes.
It's complicated. And Bobby Tarantino is Logic.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
I think the voice is going away.
Okay.
Soon. I don't know.
Some people
not
be
feeling
like, wait,
it.
It's still there?
It's still there. It's been on for 16 seasons.
That's the one with the spinning chairs, right? Like when you like them, you spin around. I like that. I do like that idea.
But people are leaving. Now Adam Levine. He's done. They said he quit The Voice.
What is it? 15 seasons of The Voice? 16 seasons?
Yeah, he's appeared for all 16 seasons.
All right, let's see. Let me try it, Antoine. Monica, I'll give you $1,000. You can tell me one winner of The Voice ever.
Jacob.
I need a last name on Jacob.
Jacob L.
Jacob L.
Mm-hmm. Jacob L. Is that really a Jacob? I have no clue.
It's spelled E-L-L. Jacob L.
Is it really? I'm Googling this.
Jacob.
She don't know.
You said it confidently.
Gullible fool. Come on, man.
I like to trust my team. Okay, we are a family. I want to trust you guys. Yeah. You keep letting me down.
Trust me. Don't trust her.
Hey, Jacob. I bet you there is a Jacob
there probably
in
is
there.
A Jacob in there.
Yeah, but Adam Levine, they're saying that there's some bad blood there, that he didn't like the way the show was being produced, where it's headed
to. He's kind of had a hissy fit because they just did their upfronts, which is when TV says, hey, look what's coming out next season. And he was part of all that and then just quit.
He just quit. And Jennifer Hudson, she's out.
Mm-hmm.
So now they have Blake Shelton. And Blake Shelton.
Blake and Gwen. Is Gwen still there? Is
Christina Aguilera still there?
And Gwen.
No, she's been gone for
a
while.
Oh, see, I have no clue.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll try to bring her back.
It's something about these music shows where they just go through judges. Because American Idol.
Go through contestants.
They go through.
That's what happens to the contestants. The people that have won, what happens with their career?
Nothing. They go back to being the
Where
nobodies.
Are they?
I don't know where they are.
Who are you? Where are you? I mean, wait for your music.
We haven't had a popular voice winner since Jacob Bell.
Yeah, Jacob Bell.
Jacob Bell, of course. There? I think that was the last year Christina Aguilera.
I haven't found a Jacob. I'm going through them right now. I haven't seen a Jacob yet.
What else you got?
Amelia Clark, she says she is sick and tired of people talking about Game of Thrones and her nudity.
Oh, come on.
Because in the beginning, she was nude. There.
She was a little nude, a little naked.
But she says that people keep asking her about that, the scenes. And, how'd you feel about being nude here? Like, she said, hey, I did it for the role, for that character. And
right, but you
I
have
don't
want to
keep talking about it.
When you're defined like that, it's as if 5 years from now, Lil Nas X says, I really would not like to answer any questions about Old Town Road. Okay, that's all. That's the only thing people want to talk about.
She says, who you are. Yeah, but she says she is so tired of it. Just stop, people.
I am so tired of answering the question, Zach, what time do you get up for work? It is asked to me all the time because I am what I am.
Well, but I understand, with Amelia Clark, the nude scene, I think that's different when people are like, hey, so how do you feel about being naked? Yeah. Hey, naked. Well, naked.
We can't ask her how did it feel riding a dragon.
Right, because she didn't
actually ride a dragon.
Exactly. And no one brings up my nude scene, and I find that to be hurtful also. Aww. So there.
Aww. Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
I'll give you three stories. Take some words out of the headlines, or we do a little what happened next. We're going to start with what happened next.
Mm-hmm.
Tony, this break-in, you'd be like, please, go ahead, break into my house. Somebody had their house broken into. What happened next? A, they left $500.
Okay.
B, they cleaned the place.
All right.
C, they cooked a lovely meal.
Oh, that is all very nice.
I know. What do you think? Both of you.
They cleaned the house.
You're going to go clean the house.
I'm going to go with... $500.
They left $500. Monica Brooks?
Correct.
You are correct.
They cleaned up.
Stole nothing, cleaned the house, and did cool little shapes with the toilet paper. They made little origami roses and everything.
So was it like, did the maid have the wrong house?
That is actually what the guy's thinking. Nate comes home, 44-year-old dude. This is in Marlboro, Massachusetts. Comes home with his son. Back door was open. Oh, my God. Someone broke in the house. He realized they didn't steal anything. They cleaned the entire place. It was organized. It smelled like cleaning products.
Yeah.
He thinks that a cleaning crew went to the wrong house. But they went to his house because he had left the back door open.
Uh-huh.
So, the door's open.
That must be it.
Yeah.
Somebody went in to break in and be like, I'm going to... You know what? No, I'm going to sweep.
This place needs
clean. I'm going to sweep in here. I don't, and then I'm going to come back and steal it.
All right.
Yeah, and Nate says, you see, Nate's stupid, though. He says, well, I'm never going to forget to lock my doors again. I'm like, whatever. I'm going to leave the door open all the time.
Windows open and everything.
Yeah, leave a tip right there, yeah.
Hello, cleaning crew. Thank you so much. All right, that's story number one. Next one. Laptop full of blank sells for $1 million. A, drugs. B, porn. C, viruses. Antoine.
I'm going to go with drugs.
You're going drugs. Monica.
I'm going with viruses.
Correct.
Viruses, you are correct. This is considered art, I guess. So this guy, Guo Odong.
Okay. Mm.
That's his name.
Mm-hmm.
Guo Odong. Seriously, that's his name. The Persistence of Chaos. That's his art project. It is a laptop it's a Samsung laptop, random thing. And it is filled with the six most damaging computer viruses ever in the history of computers.
Okay.
So he put them all on there, including the I love you virus. There's one from 2000 that looked like a love letter that was attached to emails, and WannaCry, which was one that shut down computers in hospitals and factories around the world in 2017.
That's no good.
See, this is what I don't understand. So that one, North Korea, I guess, came up with the WannaCry, and I think that place barely has electricity. How did they come up with the best computer viruses all at the same time? But yeah, so this sold for $1 million. This art.
That's art.
And I'm thinking to myself,
I'm like, I can find art.
I didn't think it was art when my computer in college kept getting a blue screen of death.
That's what I'm thinking.
Made money.
I'll tell you this much. I'm going to sell my mother-in-law's computer because I think she's got all the viruses on there. She's got Last story. Woman tries to snoop on her neighbors. What happens next? A, threesome. B, foursome.
Wow.
C, she gets her head caught in a gate.
I'm going with the gate.
Yeah. Yeah. Stuck for 5 hours.
Over there?
I don't know what sitcom
what
this
doing,
is,
Sharon?
But I want to watch it.
Some sitcom in Columbia. Woman in this town. The town is La Virginia. So
it's around here. She could be our neighbor.
Right. So not in Virginia, but La Virginia.
La.
Of course. The Virginia. Columbia, trying to eavesdrop on her neighbors. They have a lot of metal gates there. Mm-hmm. Tried to stick her head through the gate, I guess, to see what was going on.
What were they doing for her to be so nosy?
She must probably have been, A or B is probably what was going on.
They say they say short people are evil, and so obviously she couldn't see over the gate, so she was trying to get her head between.
And that woman in La Virginia was Monica Brooks.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind.
Yeah, because there's a lot of forehead.
The K92 Morning Thang.
I think I'm being falsely accused.
What?
What's a tweet? What?
You are not being falsely accused of anything, sir.
What?
Did you hear a little?
Yeah.
A little drive-by. Toot, toot.
Yeah, somebody blew their horn when they drove by the studio.
Spray in my direction.
I sprayed it into the air, into the atmosphere.
I tell you what, Zach was listening to that song. Nothing feels better than this.
I did not. If I did, you'd know.
Oh, man.
Do you want to come over here and do you want to smell my chair?
No,
is that what you
want? All right, then. No, thank you. No, derriere, no, thank you.
You know, these chairs, they make noise around here. I'm being falsely accused. Thank God this is the one day a week our HR person actually works.
Oh,
I'm going to HR. Oh, man. The heck is going on? Do you have a good weekend? Did you maybe enjoy yourself a little too much? Do you, when you have a couple of cocktails, do you start making wacky decisions?
Honey, when did you order leather pants?
I died.
You're 43. What were you thinking?
Someone had a little too much to drink and went internet shopping. Welcome to the age of alcohol-fueled bad tech decision-making. From buying things you don't need to posting embarrassing photos on social networking sites, every time you drink, you put yourself at risk. But not anymore, because now there's the Inebriator, a breathalyzer that plugs into your home computer or smartphone to prevent dreadful drinking decisions. Simply breathe into the Inebriator, and if your BAC is too high, you're stopped in your tracks.
You're looking pretty hot. Shirtless bathroom selfie coming right up.
The Inebriator not only protects you from your own bad decisions, but it protects others from being exposed to things they don't care about.
Oh my God, I gotta take a picture of this entree.
The Inebriator. Sober up and log on to www.drunkwtf.com.
Okay, that's good.
Warp Speed.
Warp Speed Edition, you're trying to get the number one answer and nothing else. If you're not first, you're last in this game, so it is 15 seconds. Let's get our first person in. Good morning, Laura.
Morning.
Hi, Laura. Would you like to team up with Antoine or Monica today for the Google game?
I'm going to go with Monica.
Okay.
All right.
Monica Brooks.
Yes.
You will have 15 seconds. Good luck, Laura. You have to give me the number one answer. These are real Google searches. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, next, if you want to text in to 52353, just it's something where you really have no proof and you have no way of proving it, but you're just convinced you would be good at something if you were given the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Like, I could manage a Major League Baseball team. I'm telling you.
You could do it.
No one's going to.
Wow.
That was
okay.
See,
all right.
So we'll get into that. 52353. Anyway, 15 seconds, Monica, to give me the number one answer. Do women like being called?
Honey. Boo. Baby. Bae. Do women like to be called wifey? Fiance. Do they like being called?
Hello, fiance.
Hello. Dumb. Do they like being called? Sugar.
Nope.
Or sweetheart.
No, you dance all around it. Lady.
Oh.
Lady.
Miss lady.
Lady.
Look at lady.
I say Miss Lady sometimes.
You know, Antoine, I'm going to go out on a limb that they don't like being called dumb either.
No.
I don't think that.
No, but people Google some dumb things.
I guess. Sorry, Laura. Let's move on now to Miranda. Hi, Miranda.
Good morning.
Okay, it's you and Antoine. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. 15 seconds, Antoine, to give me the number one answer to this Google search. Can I take my shirt off?
At the beach, at home, at work, in church, in front of my family, in front of friends, in front of my ex. Can I take my shirt off when it's wet? Can I take my shirt off anywhere I want to? Can I take my shirt off? Can I take my shirt off?
On the toilet.
It's not that either.
Antoine, okay.
No. Antoine does. He puts his poop in Crocs on and he poops naked. We learned that. Can I take my shirt off? In a gym. At the gym.
Can you take your shirt off in the gym?
I'd rather you didn't.
Not at some gyms.
Okay.
Can I take my shirt off just about anywhere? I'd rather you didn't. Guys, there's a double standard here. Guys, I'd rather you didn't. Mm-hmm. Ladies, I'm open to suggestion in just about any situation. Let's get hopefully here. Brittany, good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
All right, Brittany, your choice. Antoine or Monica?
Antoine.
Antoine, okay.
Somebody in the background picked me.
Is that a child that's picking Antoine?
Yes.
Okay, pressure's on. How old is this person?
His birthday's today. He just turned 7.
Okay, what's his name?
KJ.
Okay, KJ. So, Antoine, if you don't win, you are ruining KJ's birthday.
All right.
No pressure at all. 15 seconds. Here we go. Where can I eat?
The seafood, raw fish, out to eat. We're not going to eat chicken burgers. We're not going to eat southern food. Where can I eat right now?
Right now. There you go.
Oh. I was like, come on. KJ needs a birthday
present. I got you.
Man, barely.
That was stressful. Yeah.
You're making me nervous right there. You almost ruined a kid's 7th birthday.
I didn't know it was going to be pressure today, guys. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be a relaxing Tuesday.
No, that's never a relaxing Tuesday. There is pressure on you every single day. Every day is KJ's birthday, Antoine.
That was a lot.
Think of it that way.
Happy birthday, Cage.
Yep, happy birthday. Congratulations, Brittany. You are the big winner. No one accused Antoine. His chair just made that noise. Phew, people.
I don't have the history of it.
I know, but I also...
Dang. I heard it, too, and I'm like, well, when, Zach was accused...
I was accused.
Of a two.
You have no proof.
Monica and I both heard it.
I just heard that.
Well, my chair normally does it. We know what that sounds like.
They all do. These chairs are crappy. See?
I'm
my talents are being wasted here. This would not be the way if I was managing the Boston Red Sox.
You believe you could?
I absolutely could.
Really?
I could manage a Major League Baseball team. No doubt. I don't think the other players would respect me at all. I wouldn't have the clubhouse. But in terms of actual baseball knowledge.
You have it?
Oh, no problem. Totally do that.
Easy, huh?
Uh-huh.
Rotating the pitchers and knowing their... All of that, huh?
All different strategies and plays. And I absolutely could manage a Major League Baseball
team. Is that because you play fantasy baseball?
Yes, sure. Yep. Yes, that's exactly what it is.
But you're all about the sport.
But I think there's times where you think, I've never really done this, but I bet I would be really good at it. You know what, Antoine? You'd be jealous of this one, too, because I know you wish you were good at Jeopardy.
God, I wish I was good at Jeopardy.
I could probably win Jeopardy.
Against who?
Well, not the guy that's on there now.
Yes, but just a regular episode. Yeah, you think you could?
I think I could hang. Absolutely.
Okay.
I know a lot of pointless stuff. And there was a time in my life where I would watch Jeopardy all the time. And I knew a lot of the answers. And the other thing, too, is there's all those game shows have patterns. I mean, if you watch them long enough, if you sit there and watch The Price is Right every day, after about 3 weeks, you know the price of everything all the time. Yeah. All the time.
That's true. There's a documentary about that.
There'll be some sort of end dust. We'll go, $1.19. You know exactly how much it's going to be the second it comes up. So Jeopardy's another one. I would have to study the Bible because I suck at that category. But outside of that, I'm pretty good. I was a history minor. I know a lot of pointless stuff.
I'm calling BS. I am calling BS. If I had if I was more committed to this, I would make a copy of categories and then I would ask you questions.
Go ahead.
But I'm not that committed. This is going to ruin Jeopardy for me. I love Jeopardy. Maybe I can find it online somewhere.
Everyone's I don't feel like doing work.
They have the app and stuff, too.
Yeah.
Take questions or something like that.
I don't know.
I think I'll be a great detective.
I think you would, too. I think Monica would be an excellent professional poker player if she had any patience.
If I had patience and really knew the game.
Well, it has nothing to do with that because it's one of those things where it's about people and it's about reading people. Mm-hmm. And you, for whatever reason... You will come up with these ridiculous theories to read people, and you're always correct. So I think you would be able to read people and see when they were lying and when they were telling the truth. But the fact that you would have to sit there for hours on end, it wouldn't work for you.
This game is too long. It's too quiet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You would hate that. But I think
detective.
You could do that.
Detective. I'd be, that too.
I think I'd be good. This job doesn't actually exist, so I might be cheating. But I'd be a great bad news giver.
A bad news giver.
Yeah, when you have to give bad news to somebody.
Yeah.
I think I think I'd be really good at that. Make it personable. I'd be empathetic, sympathetic.
But then your day would be sad all the time.
Oh, my God.
I'm not saying that's what I want to do my entire time.
You'd be good at it?
Yeah, I'd be good at it. Like,
he takes joy in other people's sadness. Aww. He's a sadist.
I would break the news easier for them. So call me up.
Okay.
I have like a nominal fee, and I'll just come in every once in a while like, okay, your husband wanted me to let you know, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
There and we talk it out. Yep.
Somebody text him 52353. Somebody take the bottle away from Zach. He's drunk. Whatever. Please. You know what you're talking about. Wrong. Deanna and Roanoke think she'd make a good newscaster. I could do the weather. Meteorologist guy. Uh-huh. I could totally do that.
I don't think I could do that. The whole like green screen and trying to know what I'm pointing to behind me. Nah.
No, I'd be good at that one. The other says it's too serious.
I think my anchorman would be like, where's my legs? What are we doing?
Oh, I'd definitely be doing that all the time, too, just for funsies. Oh,
the K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.